Hi, I'm Ann Thompson, and who would have ever thought after 30 years of knowing and working with Mark Haney, host of Cincinnati Edition, that I would actually get to sit down and interview him? This is my lucky day.
Has it really been 30 years,
Ann? Hi, Mark. I think it's been about that.
I can't believe that. 30 years. Well, of course, we knew each other when we were street reporters. We worked together at WVXU back when Xavier owned it. So, yeah, I guess it has been
So
almost
we go way back.
And hard to believe.
I know some things about Mark, but you as a listener may not. So let's pick his brain together. Mark, you've been a reporter, host of Morning Edition and All Things Considered. What made you decide to go for the Cincinnati Edition host?
Well, I'd already been doing the show one day a week when we had the rotation of hosts going on during the week. And it just seemed like a natural fit. And during that one day a week, I kept meeting these really fascinating people and hearing these really, really fascinating ideas. And I thought, I want more of this. I would like to continue this, only I'll get to do it 5 days a week instead of just one day a week. So I'll get to meet even more fascinating people and hear even more fascinating ideas. And, you know, the job has not let me down. I am always amazed with the people I talk to and the people who call in and the guests on the show. They're just a constant source of wonderful information. And I wouldn't pass on that for anything.
Mark, how do you prepare for a show?
Lots and lots of research. And I'm thankful that I've got Pete Reitmeier as the producer of the show and Selena Reeder as the assistant producer, because they both help do all this research. Then once you get the research, you start reading all this material. And what I'll do is I'll get into the office and I'll open up my computer. And I'll start looking at all this research that we've done and all this information and trying to digest it. And from there, I try to formulate questions that I want to ask based on what I'm seeing. But it's really very time consuming. It takes about 2 or 3 hours out of the morning just to prepare for the show.
I bet a lot of people wouldn't know that. Well, you've interviewed, you know, many very interesting guests. Who would you still love to interview?
Wow. So many different topics and so many different possibilities there. One name that pops into my head, and this by no means is the only person I would still love to interview, but I have a great deal of respect for Warren Buffett. I have an interest in finance and investment, and I've always been astounded by Warren Buffett, not only his business acumen, but the fact that he's a decent person.
Now on to some personal stuff. You have a couple of plaques hanging in your office that relate to golf. What are those about?
Let's see if I can... I think this would be the correct term, holes in one. I think that's
right,
I think
yes.
That's plural for hole in one. I actually have two holes in one that I've hit in my 15-year golf career. And that's by no means saying I'm some kind of a great golfer. These are just more or less accidental by luck kind of things that I hit. But I've got two holes in one. And my son, who's also he's a much better golfer than I am, he says, "Dad, be proud of them. Don't downplay the fact that you have two holes in one." He says, "I've been playing for all my life, and I've never had two holes in
That's
one."
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Now, you also make regular trips to Dayton, also with your son.
Once again, my youngest son. Yes, yeah, something that he.
And what's that about?
That's about he actually drafted me into his pool league, which again. I'm about as good of a billiards player as I am a golfer, which is not very. But no, he drafted me into playing in the pool league that he's part of, and I've enjoyed it very much.
Will we see you in Vegas soon?
No, not by any stretch of the imagination, Ann.
All right, let's learn even more about you, real quick. Morning Edition or All Things Considered?
Are you trying to get me in trouble with Bill and Marianne here with this question?
No, maybe just about your listening habits.
Both. There
All
I go.
Right,
I just covered myself. Okay.
Beach or mountain?
Let's see here. I'd have to say I like beach. Beach better than mountain.
French fries or dessert?
Oh, these are such tough choices, Anne. What are you trying to do here? French fries.
All right. Thanks, Mark, and we'll see you on Cincinnati Edition.